Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, the impeccable Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Dapper. Let's go for dapper.
You like dapper?
Yeah.
You don't strike me as the Cary Grant dapper kind of guy, man.
Well, I didn't say handsome.
Oh, you're so humble, right? So humble.
That's one of my best points is I'm humble.
Yeah, you are indeed.
That's I'm proud right. of that.
Yes. Well, welcome to The Drift, and what we do every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know.
Well done. Well done. Yeah, I put a lot of state, local, and international news on thedailydrift.com, so go there, and you can actually get it delivered free to your inbox email. I don't track your emails, folks. I don't know how to do that anyway, so don't worry. I'm not selling any of your information.
Google.
I'm not Google. I can barely keep my website up and running most of the time. So, do go there, thedailydrift.com, and if you want to call into the show, 734-822-1600, and talk about whatever we bring up or something you want to bring up, and you can email me, Gary at thedailydrift.com. So I already had some people tweeting me today about stuff to put up on the website and talk about on the show today. So we'll get to that. Do we got a sponsor today?
Yes, we do. We do. It's actually Sutton Barn.
Sutton Barn. Now, this is part of Rolling Meadows Golf Course, right, which is out there on, what's the road? Sutton Road. Yeah, right there. I should.
That would explain the Sutton Barn name. Yeah.
Yes. And and I've been there. It's a nice place to drink. They got a really cool bar. You're thinking, hey, I know, right? Gary, you're drinking again? Yes. Yes, I am.
No
I
more
enjoy
drunk
having
texting,
a drink.
Gary.
I enjoy having a drink at a really nice establishment. This place is really cool. Rolling Meadows Golf Course, 6484 Sutton Road in Whitmore Lake, Michigan, just north of North Territorial Road there. You can go to suttonbarn.com if you want to schedule an event.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you're going to have a wedding ceremony, a graduation ceremony, you know, get together, a business luncheon, I mean, this is the place to really impress people.
Yeah, very nice place. rmgolfcourse.com, and prices are good.
Yep.
The bar is nice.
Tell them we
sent you. The greens
you.
Are nice. It's a great place. Tell them you saw it in the Current, COURANTonline.com. And please, if you want to advertise your business, call Ed.
Oh, please do.
Yeah. Do you want to give out a phone number?
Yes, 734-740-7309.
Ooh, you hesitated. I didn't have to give mine out, right? What a change of pace that is. Well, lots to talk about this week, man.
It's hard to choose. I mean, do you go for the most recent? What's the most important? We got three guys back. Oh, I'm sorry. The news was that Trump kidnapped three people from North Korea. I saw it on CNN.
Really, that's about the state of it, too. Well, before we get into all the international stuff, I wanted to just comment a little bit about the Michigan governor's race, because I've been listening to some. It's funny to see Schutte and Kelly
shooting at each other.
At each other, right? Yeah. These are the two top dogs hitting on each other. So Pat Kolbeck can just sit back and wait, right?
Well, it was his turn to get hit last week, I think it was.
You know, and he got. And I want to talk about that a little bit because, Derek, I sent you an extra track. Did you get that? Okay, we're going to play that in a second. So Pat Kolbeck went ahead and I'm sorry, he's just doing the facts, right? He's a rocket scientist.
I'm not sorry.
And Pat, if you're out there listening, love to have you call in and would love to almost get you in and do a show on this because I think it's very important. And the left went bananas because Patrick Kolbeck said, listen, Abdul El-Sayed has some connection to the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's a fact, right? It's there. It's that memorandum, whatever it is, and I couldn't research it all before.
I don't know how to break this to you, but we had Kolbeck on the show for about 15 minutes talking about this.
Oh, did you already cover it? Okay. Yeah. That's what I get for not listening when I'm not here, right? But anyways, I would love to go over it again because I don't like the fact that he is getting hammered by the left as a racist. Well, number one, Islam is not...
It's not a race.
It's a
religion.
I'm not even sure I would call it a religion. frankly.
Well, to some people but, right, it is. Let's I'll be straight it. About this. To some people, yeah, it's yeah, their yeah. religion.
I know. I'm just a racist. Enough, right?
I was working with a guy, Mo. I mean, I must know like five or six Mo's. And I was working with a guy named Mo the other day, and something just went well for us. All of a sudden, he says, "Thank you, Jesus." Look, this guy won't eat pork, you know.
There you go.
Thank
see?
You, Jesus. He realized what he said, you know. I think he heard it from me.
Yeah. Well, anyways, there was another thing, and Abu Sayyad came up, and Pat was explaining, right? And this guy came across and said something which I consider very nasty, and I think it goes back to the roots. And it bothers me that this Mr. Al Sayyad is not, frankly, qualified to be governor of the state of Michigan.
No.
And, Derek, do you have that track ready? This is at a debate, and Pat was explaining himself and happened to mention that, you know, hey, I don't have a problem with Muslims. You know, I just have a problem with you being associated with Muslim Brotherhood because Muslim Brotherhood is
terrorists.
A bad thing, right? Terrorist supporting group.
Yes.
And this is how Mr. Al Sayyad responded. Go ahead and play that.
In the country. Now, you might not hate race Muslim, but I'll tell you, Muslims definitely hate you.
Yeah, that was...
Really?
Yeah, wow.
You may not hate Muslims, but let me tell you, definitely Muslims hate you. Really? Is that the kind of thing you want to portray Muslims in the state of Michigan as, Mr. Al Sayyad?
Yeah, really. I mean...
Because I know there are Muslims who probably do support Colbeck because they want lower taxes, because they want common sense, because they want things to work well. They don't take it that way, right? So it's just aggravating that the left, including this guy, and we did mention a week or so ago that... I think Sri Tanadar is suing to get Al Sayyad thrown off the ballot because allegedly he voted in New York state elections within the last 4 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and so is not an elector,
right,
and should not be allowed to run. And I'm wondering, why did our Secretary of State allow this? Because he's a Muslim. Let's give him a pass.
I don't know. I you know, some stuff just slips by you. Some just
I
you know,
I'm
you
not
go
buying
back
that.
To, you know, I go back to Shooty and Cali, which really surprised me. So Cali is shooting at Shooty and saying, "Oh, he had some of his people working on his personal business on company time." And it was really nitpicky because it was like, "Hey, can you sign this and witness this?" It wasn't like they spent hours preparing documents for him. But then what really surprised me was to find out that it was because of Shooty's business on the side from being attorney general, his $40 million business in the Virgin Islands selling real estate. Like, whoa. And he kind of was supposed to have put that in a blind trust a while back.
Yeah,
and it turns out he didn't.
Yeah.
Is this the guy we want for governor?
Well, yeah,
it doesn't take rocket science to figure that out.
Yeah, I got two things that hit me with Bill Schuette. The fact that as attorney general, he never went after the voter fraud in Detroit, which was a clear-cut mm-hmm. case. Somebody
yes.
should have been
yes.
punished for that.
Yes.
Right? Fines, prison time, whatever. Somebody should have been punished.
Whippings, tar, feathers. Yeah, that kind of stuff, you know.
a slap on the wrist. Whatever.
Okay,
somebody
stocks.
Should have said
I'll
something.
I'll settle for
right?
public stocks. Yeah.
But the other thing that bothers me is, have you seen his commercials? When he's standing there with his hands on his hips. Now, fellas, GOP... Don't do your commercials standing there with your hands on your hip. It makes you look like a pretentious moron. Come on, really? I'm going to sit there.
Maybe it comes naturally to him.
I just went, really? That's a terrible commercial, bro. Don't put your hands on your hips and act like you're all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Because it just makes you look like an elitist douchebag. But that's me, right?
No, you're not an elitist douchebag. Oh, I'm sorry. You meant that's the way you feel about it.
Deb, did you just do that to me? All right, let's take a call from Ken in Livonia who wants to talk about Islam. All right, Ken, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Well, I just want to bring up that once again that Islam is definitely what we would describe as a political belief system.
Correct.
I would not classify it as a true religion.
I would agree with
and, you. And the one fact that people just have to get through their thick skull is that a very basic fundamental doctrine of Islam is the spreading of and the implementation of Sharia law upon any society that they occupy.
Hijra, right?
And
so, that what we call it, Ken? Hijra. Am I pronouncing that right?
No, Hijra is where you migrate to a country and take over by immigration, isn't it?
Whatever, that's what they're doing.
Okay, all right, I just want to make sure I was straight.
Anyways, go ahead, Ken.
Well, the thing we've got to get through to people is you might have someone that will say to you, well, I don't believe in using violence. Well, that doesn't mean that they still don't believe in trying to force through our legal system to implement Sharia law. And now I love pepperoni on my pizza. I love barbecue ribs. I love pork chops. And I can tell you that if I know somebody is running for political office and they say that they're a Muslim, there's not a snowball's chance in Hades that I'm going to vote for them.
Right.
And I think we need to get through to the people that, you know, hey, do you believe in freedom? Yes or no? Because if you don't, I mean, if you do believe in freedom, you don't want anybody who even, if they say I'm a Muslim, don't vote for them.
Right.
You know, exactly. Because we can't take a chance.
Yeah.
Okay,
good,
that's great.
Good call, Ken. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte who wants to talk about Abdul El-Sayed. Go ahead, Joe. What do you got?
Yeah, you had already started to mention the point I was going to bring up about the Sri Tanadhara challenge. Apparently, a judge has already ruled and will allow him on the ballot despite him violating the law, saying that he has been a Michigan registered voter. Of course, he was illegally still a Michigan registered voter, though, because he was voting in New York in his state residence of New York.
So he gets a pass. Would a Christian get a pass? Would a Republican get a pass? I'm just asking.
I'm sorry.
Would a Republican get a pass? Of course not. This is John Conyers all over again. Remember, Conyers, illegal petition signatures, found a liberal activist judge to order him on the ballot anyway. Thad McCotter bowed out magnanimously when he went through and his staff did things wrong.
Right.
But Conyers, of course, the Democrats, the rules don't apply. You shot for a liberal activist judge. And that's another case where Attorney General Bill Schuette and Secretary of State Ruth Johnson didn't do a damn thing to say, no, that needs to be appealed and the rule of law upheld. The election laws need to be upheld. And, of course, they will do nothing about this El-Sayed thing because they don't want to be called Islamophobes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm very disappointed in Ruth Johnson. And before people go ahead and call me anti-Muslim, Islamophobe, whatever, or racist because, you know, they're incorrectly thinking it's some kind of a race issue, I read the Quran from front to back and studied. And because when I was in my late 30s, I was going through a spiritual search, right? And I kind of wanted to know about that. And I read and, you know, I incorporated some of that into my own beliefs at the time, right?
Which part was it? This killing of
infants? By the time I got to the end of the book, I was like, what drivel? Because at the very end, all of a sudden, there's a whole set of rules, right? Your whole life is structured out. This is what you've got to do. But at the end of the book, Muhammad gets a little pass. Mm-hmm. He gets some special dispensation that the rest of the people don't get. And I thought to myself, huh, he must be a Democrat. it just struck me, and I put the book down, and I was like, yeah, well, that's a bunch of garbage, right? Because yep. You know what? No, we're all the same. Same rules for everybody, obviously not in that, which led me to believe that, you know what, Muhammad was just a guy looking for an edge, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm looking for something.
A raider, right? a border raider. He was a terrorist. He,
yeah.
He went in.
I like what that Jesus guy did. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Jesus.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Islam is a Me Too religion. He wanted to create it for the Arabs. And
it's sort of like bizarro world Christianity,
Joe. The beginning of the Quran starts off like the Torah, with the Torah. You have Genesis, you have books and characters. You have Jesus, you have Moses, you have Noah. They're all in there in the Quran. But then he does that only to try to supplant and pull in Christians before he takes his left turn.
Yeah, well, we took up way more time on this subject than I planned on, but I'm glad we did.
About Ruth Johnson for a second. I had to go to the Secretary of State and get my tags on short notice because I was driving around unexpired and did not notice it. I walked out of church the other night and went, uh-oh, saw the Maytag staring at me. So the next day, I went online. I got in line online and said, well, you got 140 minutes ahead of you, an hour 40, rather. You got 44 people ahead of you. Show up at this time. And I did, and I started getting text messages, 15 minutes, 10 minutes. Do you need more time? Press M. And I walked in there, and I was number three in line. I was out in less than 10 minutes.
They've done a great job at the Secretary of State, I think.
She's dropped the ball in other places, but I mean, wow. I was impressed by the whole place was friendly.
Yeah, yeah. Big efficient. Difference from back in the day. All right, Joe, anything else?
No, Pelosi wanting to raise taxes, and you've got a link there. Hopefully you'll get to about who's really going to pay for all that free stuff progressives keep promising.
Yes, exactly. So, obviously, Joe, you've been reading?
The Daily Drift, because it's...
For the news you need to know.
There you go.
Yep. You know, Joe, we're going to have to let you in on the agenda-setting portion before we actually start the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, stop spoiling it for me. All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
All right, take care, guys.
Take
love
care.
You.
See love you, too. Same. Okay, so before we move on, I
use that word.
What? Move on? Yeah. Move on out? Yeah. No. If you're like me and your 401k stuff is running, and you're getting the proxy materials for voting, you know, for your shares and whatever. I got one from one of my 401ks. One of my guys invested in Amazon, of all places, right? So I got my proxy materials for
Amazon.
So
you're wealthy.
Yeah, no. Why I got this, I'm feeling wealthy, right? But obviously, millions of people got this, no matter how small you are. So the voting items are election of board of directors. So I kind of laugh because, number one, A, Jeffrey Bezos, right?
Imagine that.
Elber, Gorelick, Huttenlocher, McGrath, Rubenstein, Ryder, Stone, Cipher, and Weeks. None of the other names mean anything, right? Number two on the list for the voting was ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent auditors. Well, yeah, whatever. Three was advisory vote to approve executive compensation. I wonder who's getting how much there, Mr. Bezos, right? But then this is what killed me. Four, five, and six on the agenda for Amazon Board of Directors meeting, right? The Board of Directors recommends you vote against these following proposals. Number four. Shareholder proposal regarding diverse board candidates. They don't want diversity, right? We only want rich people, obviously.
Are you sure you read that right?
Shareholders proposal regarding diverse board candidates, and they're saying vote against them. Mr. Bezos, you don't like diversity? Oh, my. No. Oh, my.
Do you think they want the best people possible? Oh, come on.
I don't know. Number five.
That's so radical.
Shareholder proposal regarding a policy to require an independent board chair. They don't want you voting for an independent board chair. Why?
Why not?
Well, because they want Mr. Bezos as the board chair, right? And number six, shareholder proposal regarding vote counting practices for shareholder proposals. These three strike me as it's ours. Don't all you small investors think that you can have any say when we're telling you to vote against all these things? I just laughed.
I just think it's funny. The board is asking the people how to vote on things that affect the board. Of course, it
well, well these know, I these bottom three came from a drive by the shareholders, right? And the number six is shareholder proposal regarding vote counting practices for shareholder proposals. And they're telling you to vote against it because they don't want the shareholders doing their own proposals.
They're elitists.
They're elitists.
They know better. They can talk.
Amazon elitists, yes. Right? Well, there you go. That's why he called it Amazon, right? Anyways, we're getting down. I've lost my clock in here, so I know we're running.
124.
120. Really? We used up all that time?
Dick was going to fix this clock last hour, he said.
It's still running. I see it. Yeah, it's just not running.
Probably the battery. We'll get it.
Properly,
I guess. The break room a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so Derek, we've got time to talk about Maxine Waters, I think. I want to play this track from Maxine Waters. Or is he on the phone? He's on the phone. Can we do it? All right, this is what
this is the one I think it is.
Yes, you've already seen it. This is Maxine, crazy Maxine Waters, yelling at a Republican, Mike Kelly. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Go ahead and play it, Derek.
Please.
And we are trying to make sure that we're making America great every day in every way. And the best way to do that is to stop talking about discrimination and start talking about the nation. We're coming together as a people in spite of what you say. Thank you, gentlemen. I yield back.
Gentlemen's time has expired. Members are reminded to address their remarks to the chair. Gentleman from Texas reserves, the gentlelady from California.
Thank you very much. The gentleman, Mr. Kelly, please do not leave. Because I want you to know that I am more offended as an African-American woman than you will ever be. And this business about making America great again, it is your president that's dividing this country. And don't talk to me about the fact that we don't understand what happens on the automobile. No, I will not yield. No, I will not yield.
Okay.
Don't tell me that we don't understand. That's the attitude that's been given toward women time and time again.
The gentlelady will suspend. The chair wishes to remind all members that they are to address their remarks to the chair.
Gentlelady will continue. I respect the chair, but don't stop me in the middle when you didn't stop him in the middle. And so I shall continue. Don't you dare talk to me like that and think that somehow women don't understand what goes on the floor of automobile dealers.
Minded to direct her remarks to the chair. The gentlelady will continue in order.
I will continue to do that. However, I don't appreciate that you did not interrupt him when he was making those outrageous remarks about him knowing more about discrimination than I know about discrimination. I resent that, and I resent the remark about making America great again. He's down here making a speech for this dishonorable president of the United States of America. Having
all right,
said
turn
that,
her off. I can't stand listening to that harpy one more minute.
Oh, man.
Does that make me a misogynist? I guess I just called her a harpy.
Yeah.
Whatever, Maxine, you're crazy. Get out. All you've done is make yourself rich, and you've screwed your constituents, and she doesn't even live in her district. How is that even allowed? I don't understand that.
With a $4 million estate, right?
I just, you know, once again, Democrats, right? Do as I say, not as I do, and I've got a separate set of rules for me. The rest of you people can live under the rules that I'm making for you, but I don't have to live by them.
Remember when the bank bailouts were going on? And she was asking for bank bailouts for minority-owned banks, and it turns out that her husband had holdings in a bank. So that would have been basically she was pleading for special treatment for herself and her husband.
Yeah. It's bad enough that congressional people already
she
have
got her money.
All these things, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not subject to insider trading. Like the rest of us. Isn't that correct?
That's not been changed.
Yet.
That's part of it. You're absolutely right. But the fact that her husband's involved, he's a banker. They own a bank. Maxine Waters is a banker.
She's a banker.
Yes.
She banks ill will, is what she banks.
Yeah,
I just, every time I see this woman, I just think to myself, who in their right mind would vote for such a nasty human being? I mean, she's terrible. That's just rude, obnoxious. I mean, Donald Trump can be obnoxious sometimes, too, but he's not rude.
She was rude. I mean, did you hear what Kelly said? He says, oh, that's fine. You know, he's being polite. She's just tearing on, refuses to follow the rules of order, which are you speak to the speaker. You speak to the, you know.
But she's a Democrat. One set of rules for them, but a separate set of rules
for
But
she knows more
else.
About being offended as an African-American woman than anybody else does. Well, certainly knows more about being offended as an African-American woman than I do, because I have no idea. I'm not an African-American woman. So she was right there. No. She gets one.
But I've been discriminated against in my life.
But not as an African-American woman.
No, as a white male.
Yeah.
I've lost two jobs
because
of my color of my skin and my sex, right? And frankly, don't talk to me, Maxine, about discrimination. Job that I wanted my whole life, the job that I worked for, I lost because of EEOC requirements that they needed diversity at Ford Motor Company, right? Yeah. I was the perfect candidate.
Remember that.
Everything was set, right? We've talked about this on the show before. Ruined my life, Maxine. That was the job I wanted. That was my dream job, just to work for Ford. And I got screwed over because of the color of my skin.
She'll never know what it's like to be offended as an American white male over racism. Yep.
As I don't have any idea what it is to be a black female. That's exactly right. Well, anyways, you can call into the show, 734. Pastor Rick's out there laughing at me. Am I worked up today? I feel worked up today. 734-822-1600. Call into the show. We're going to talk about, we're almost at the bottom of the hour here. We're going to be talking about the
moles,
FBI
moles.
And...
I got moles
in
my yard. Is that what we're going to talk about?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do the mole thing. So.
Grubs.
All right. We'll see you all on the other side of the break.
Dreaming that I'm standing in the light.
always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. It's all set. President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un will meet in Singapore on June 12th.
After over a year of fiery rhetoric and jabs traded back and forth between admin officials and the regime in Pyongyang, this is a remarkable turnaround. Some experts even suggesting the current mood is perhaps too good to be true. They caution Washington and Pyongyang don't necessarily have the same understanding of the concept of denuclearization and doubt Kim really does intend to give up his prize nuclear program.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Democrats use their weekly address to call for lower prescription drug prices.
Currently, Medicare isn't allowed to negotiate the best price for you and your family, and frankly, that's ridiculous. It's time to harness the bargaining power of 41 million American seniors to bring down prescription drug costs.
Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea is Michigan's finest traditional Western wear store. The Mule Skinner features boots from Lucchese, Okona, Tony Lama, and Justin in both leather and exotic skins. Women's boots, too. And check out the complete selection of Western hats from Resistall and Stetson with in-store custom creasing available from the Mule himself. Plus, a complete line of Western accessories. Also available at the Mule Skinner is a complete selection of all your concealment needs, including holsters, belts, and custom concealment vests designed by the Mule Skinner. Custom model specific. Specific holders are also available. So for the finest in traditional Western boots and hats, check out the Mule Skinner Boot Shop. Get the perfect fit on your new boots. Get a custom crease on your new hat. Check out all your concealment requirements and custom holsters. Come to Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, Michigan's finest traditional Western store since 1973.
Now featuring a complete selection of concealment requirements in beautiful downtown Chelsea, right next door to Wines on Main. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is Wellbridge. Wellbridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All Wellbridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend Wellbridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for Wellbridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, Wellbridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. Wellbridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in the studio, it's the Ed Bondarenka.
Hey!
And Pastor Rick sat in for a minute. He's got a story to tell.
Just a short story, but hello, everyone.
Yes. Well, let me get to that in a second here. We're going to take care of a little business. Amish Furniture Outlet. Listen, if you're looking for
well-made furniture.
Well-made furniture. Kitchen, living room, dining room, whatever.
I think the Amish, I think it's against the religion. I think chipboard is against their religion.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and formica.
Look, real wood holds its value for decades. This is furniture you'll pass on to your children and your grandchildren. I've got some furniture like that. I don't know if it was made by the Amish or not, but back in the day when most Americans were kind of Amish because we didn't have electricity anyway. 734-449-8000. That's 734-449-8000. They're located in Whitmore Lake, and you can get 20% off by mentioning this ad, Current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T, online.com. Or tell them you heard on the Drift, one or the other. Tell them and call 734-449-8000. They're not always right there. Leave a message and they'll get back to you. But they got some great, great furniture. And they do furniture refinishing and repairs as well.
And if you missed that phone number, it's in the Current. It's on currentonline.com.
CourantOnline.com. Yep. Okay. So, Pastor Rick, you were talking about what I've been discriminated against, and you have?
Well, I have a short story on this. I was listening to Wham! The other night. Joe Pegg was on. He was talking about this school, this university in Madison, Wisconsin, that pretty much is now making the statement that if you are, just by the very act of being white, which I don't know how you can act of being white, but by being white in itself is prejudice. If you're white, you're automatically prejudiced. That's pretty much the stand of this university. And I was talking to a friend of mine at work, one of my clients, about that discussion. And there was a customer in there, and he came up and he started talking about how I benefit from white privilege and how he, as a black man, doesn't get the benefit of white privilege, but I benefited from white privilege my whole life. And I looked right at him and I said, listen, when I was a child, my father beat me. My father beat my wife until the point he got tired of beating us, and then he deserted my mother and 9 kids and left us getting one box of food a month from the county. They didn't have bridge cards back then. Right. You get a box of food once a month. Everything that I have, I've worked for. I've never spent a single day myself as an adult on welfare. I work for everything that I have. And matter of fact, the job I do on the outside of being a pastor, most illegal aliens wouldn't do my job. It's so disgusting at times. When do I get to start benefiting from this so-called white privilege?
Yeah. You know what? The very term white privilege is painting every white person in the country with a broad brush, and that's as racist as it gets, period. So don't talk to me about white privilege, folks. That's nonsense, because you and I have both been discriminated against. We've had tough lives. I haven't gotten anything for free. I haven't gotten anything from anybody that I haven't worked for myself. So I don't want to hear this crap about white privilege. That just really makes me angry.
Wait a minute. You didn't get the message? I mean, I went to the government office. I got all my free stuff because I was white. I went to school because I was white. I mean, what's wrong?
Do you know, when I went and got my master's degree, let's go before that. My undergrad and everything else, I paid for on my own. Because
why would you do that? You have white privilege.
You know, I don't know. And I paid for it, nickeling and diming it. It took me longer to get my education than anyone else going to at the university, because they were getting all these special grants and getting special admission and everything else, because they weren't white males. I paid for every penny of my education out of my own work. My wife and I scrimped and saved. We both had to work. And guess what? The government didn't give me one thing, not one grant, nothing, for me to go to school.
I got a free education.
That just makes you lazy, man. You didn't use your white privilege. What's wrong
with it? I got a free education and 4 years of employment because I was, and a free green uniform because I was white when I was 18.
You used your white privilege. You joined the army. All right, enough of that.
All right.
We've had enough of that white privilege stuff. I didn't plan on going there. Let's take a call from Leo in Atlanta. Wants to talk about the Michigan gubernatorial debate. Go ahead, Leo.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. I was told, I guess, by one of your listeners that you may want to discuss this issue of the gubernatorial debate that occurred Thursday in East Lansing, Michigan. It had all of the Republican and, I guess, most of the Democrat candidates present there on the stage at the Michigan Press Association. And what came out of this, the big news to come out of this debate, which you'll read nowhere practically in the Michigan media yesterday or today, was the Muslim candidate for governor, first ever Muslim candidate for governor of Michigan, actually maybe the first Muslim candidate for governor of any state, Mr. Dr. Abdul Syed, took his gloves off, and this is a very smooth-talking candidate, or has been to this point, but he really kind of shed the gloves and showed his true colors during this debate.
I agree, yep.
Yeah, when challenged by the Republican candidate, one of the Republican candidates, Patrick Kolbeck, about the issue of Sharia law. And the moderator sort of stopped Kolbeck while he was talking about the Muslim Brotherhood tactic of civilization jihad and just asked point blank, is there any danger of Sharia law? Should we be concerned about this in Michigan, you know, because Michigan has the highest concentration of Muslims of per capita of any state? And Dr. Abdul started off like he usually does, evading the question and sort of mealy-mouth answer, talking about the First Amendment and religious freedom and not really answering Kolbeck's concerns. But then he got more and more angry as he continued to talk. And one of the things that Kolbeck had said was that he has nothing against Muslims individually or personally, that it was the Muslim Brotherhood that he was concerned about, and he actually said, I love Muslims, that's not an issue, it's the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, Dr. Abdul, who he has accused of having affiliations with the Muslim Brotherhood, at this point lost it and said, as for you, he turned and pointed to Kolbeck, he said, you may not hate Muslims, but Muslims definitely hate you.
Yep.
And that was kind of the news of the event, and you'll read that nowhere except for one article in the Detroit Free Press. It was really just a profile article about Kolbeck, and they mentioned that deep down in the story. No separate article on it, no headline, nothing on the local TV reports. And here I am, a blogger, who did this article about it with video in the article, so nobody could accuse it of being fake news.
Right.
And this thing's going viral on Facebook and Twitter
today. I've passed it along on Twitter as well. So
yeah, so it really is amazing how the Detroit media, you know, doesn't, they're covering for him because this apparently makes him look bad because he is known as this smooth-talking, you know, the next Obama. He's even been branded by some liberal publications.
Yeah, exactly.
So here he is, Corey, you know, Booker sort takes, of going off script at this debate and saying what he really means. Basically, we hate you,
Mr.
Kolbeck. And what he's saying, Gary, if you really dissect what he's saying, is we not only hate you, but we hate everyone who supports you, Mr. Kolbeck.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The difference between a Christian worldview and this guy's worldview, right? Kolbeck says, yeah, I love Muslims. Hey, I love Muslims. You know, I mean, I love them enough to want to see them to overcome any difficulties and get to heaven. But, you know, for somebody else to say, well, we hate you.
That's the difference in religion, right? Jesus died for us, but Muhammad wants you to die for him.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it comes down to.
Good point.
Yeah. Well, Leo, send me a link to your blog, would you? And I'll link you up tomorrow on the Daily Drift. And that way people can see if we can't fire a little traffic your way.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Right.
Thank you so much, guys.
Give us a URL right now.
Yeah. Gary@thedailydrift.com. And what's your website?
LeoHoman.com. That's LeoHoman.
Okay.
And I am the author of the book Stealth Invasion, Muslim Conquest Through Immigration and Resettlement Jihad.
All right. Yeah, send me an email, Leo, and maybe we'll get you on the show and we'll do a little thing, because this is near and dear to my heart. I want people to wake up to the fact that Islam is not just another religion. It really isn't. There's more to it than that, and people need to be aware of that. So great call, Leo. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks so much, Gary.
Take care. Let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'd like to give a shout-out to Leo. I mean, it sounds like he's doing the work that needs to be done, you know, to fight off the invasion, because it's from his bio. Good on him.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how we ended up on this whole subject today, but it's definitely, just wake up. We'll see if we can get Leo in. Maybe Gary will do a little roundtable one day, and we'll get two of you guys in here, and we'll work it out. What else you got, Gary? Anything?
But the thing with Patrick Kolbeck, the minute that the truth becomes forbidden, we're toast. I mean, you cannot fight off the enemy when you cannot speak the truth. If you go over to England, they did a study just recently about how many of the Muslims were the rapists of the kids. And because it was culturally insensitive, they could not do the report, because they didn't want to offend people, while the little girls in England are being raped all over the place. And that's what's coming here, whether we like it or not, because they have a whole different set of moral judgment in Islam than we do in Christianity or in Christendom. And it's not going to be a pretty thing.
Right.
For 14,000 years, we have not been able to get along except for in very limited circumstances like Jerusalem.
1,400 years.
Yeah, 1,400. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, big. I'm like, what? Yeah, all right.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. But,
All right, Gary. We're running into a break, so appreciate the call, Gary. Good as always. Good to hear from you.
All right, brother.
Take care. All right, Derek, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to try and get into a little bit of the mole at the FBI. And I can see Walter hang on the phone. We'll hit you out real quick. We will. All right, we'll see you all on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
Hi, I'm Mike Morris. I'm one of the deck specialists at Fingerly Lumber. Deck season is coming. Come to Fingerly and see me. I can help you through your project, whether you want Fingerly to install your decking or you want me to help you with your DIY project to do it yourself. We can help you design your deck. Come on in. We can help you make choices on all the great products we sell. We offer AZEK decking. It is a high-performance decking and just requires cleanup. AZEK decking is built to last. If you want to have a nice deck to enjoy this summer, come in and see me at Fingerly Lumber. My name is Mike Morris, and I'd love to help you out.
Well, I'm so above it, and it's fine to see. But I came to love you anyway. So you tore my heart out, and I don't mind bleeding. Any old time you keep me with.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift in studio with me, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey,
you get all the name calling. It's me, Gary Wellings. I'm here too.
Yeah, hi, Gary.
I know, it's great, isn't it? Let's take care of a little business.
I'm here today with Gary Wellings of thedailydrift.com.
We should start swapping out sides of the desk here, right? Mother's Day is tomorrow, and happy Mother's Day, Mom, and to my sisters and mothers of my kids and everything else. So happy Mother's Day to all the moms in the country and around the world.
That's right.
If you're looking to do something with Mom tomorrow, take her to brunch at Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton, burroughs-roadhouse.com, or you can call 810-227-6000, 810-227-6000. They've got some coupons in the current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com, and it's 15% off Sunday brunch, limit 4 people.
Yeah, you got 100% gluten-free menu.
They got a gluten menu. They do patio entertainment. Starts May 24th. They got music. They got drinks. They got great atmosphere. 810-227-6000. Call and make a reservation and tell them you heard it on The Drift or you saw it in the current newspaper. Yeah, we got through that, right?
Yeah.
Great place. I love Burroughs. I try to get there as often as I can because it's just a great place to be. I love the atmosphere
there. I'd like to congratulate you on the way you handle advertising like that. The commercials, your voice and everything, the way you present it.
Do I sound genuine?
You sound real, man.
It's because I am genuine. I love all these advertisers. Mm-hmm. These are great places, and these restaurants and these businesses that advertise in the current have been with us for a decade, many of them. And they're just good folks. They're genuine people. So let's take, before we get into the mole, Walter, we're going to bring you on right now, but we're going to keep it short. Go ahead. You had something to say about John McCain.
Oh, yeah. But before I do that, let me do my intro. You guys never heard it, maybe. I don't know. Your favorite Bible-clinging, right-winging, hum-dinging, gun-slinging Negro is back. That's right. In a while.
Hi, Walter.
Go ahead. What are you going to say about Mr. John McCain? I know you're not a big fan. Neither am I.
Well, we'll just rename him Crackhead Judas John McCain.
He's dying, Walter. You got to be nicer than that.
That's compassion for the near dead.
If I wasn't a Christian, you'd hear more choicier words than that. But I have to muzzle my tongue.
Well, I'm glad you called in and said that, because I didn't want to go that route with John McCain. But he should have retired already. This is a selfish individual. Spend your dying days with your family, retire, and allow the governor of Arizona to appoint somebody to fill out your position, right?
It leaked out of a White House meeting that they were discussing McCain, and somebody had said, hey, he's dying anyhow, as if it doesn't matter. And then, of course, it leaked out.
They make it sound that bad. Yeah. I'm sure she didn't say, like, he's dying anyway. She probably said, well, he's dying anyways, and his vote doesn't really matter, right?
Exactly.
Because he wouldn't vote for it, and he's not going to be there to vote for it anyways. He's dying anyways. Why is that such a bad thing?
Listen, Mr. Judas McCain was congratulated by Omar, Raheed, Muhammad Obama, known as Barack Insane Osama. He called John Mr. Crooked McCain, who, by the way, if it wasn't for Trump, he's the reason we got Obama in the first and second place anyway.
Yes.
Because he was propped up by the fake news media. He was propped up by drugged out Republicans. And, of course, the news media. And they propped him name up. And we was forced to be stuck with that clown. And if it wasn't for Sarah Palin, who he's now blasting, he wouldn't have got one vote, probably.
Oh, I thought she cost him the election.
Oh, if it wasn't for him, none of us would have voted for his behind.
Yes, exactly.
And we were stuck with him because we figure even the devil would be better than the Democrat.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I want to say. Have you noticed that late, John McCain, and by the way, one of the Bush's daughters, George W. Bush, get out of the bushes. Okay. They are being well accepted by these talk shows like The View.
Mm-hmm.
And these pathetic women, Nappyhead, Whoopi Goldberg, and the rest of them, Joy, with her dead, dried-out jokes. They are well accepted. Woe unto the McCains when they are accepted by the secular news media, the Democrats. They feel right at home with John McCain.
Yeah, of course they're making frequent
visits to these talk shows, their daughters and his wife and all the rest of them. So they let you know he was a fraud, fake, and a phony all along.
Yeah, because he's a never-Trumper. All right, Walter, well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it, as always.
Take care, man.
Talk to you. All right, love you. Take care. Bye.
Oh, I wanted to ask Walter what he thought about the mole in the Trump campaign.
You got to speak up, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Speak up.
Let's just talk about it. Anyway.
All right, go ahead. So,
no, you go ahead.
Yeah, here's the FBI, right?
Yeah.
Now they're spying on the political opposition, Obama's FBI.
Yeah.
And all those holdovers. Now it's coming out. I can't wait for the IG report to come out.
Well, yeah, the fun thing is that it looks like somebody was spying on the Trump campaign and giving the FBI information. And then Devin Nunes goes to DOJ and says, hey, we want the documents on this. And the DOJ comes back and says, oh, no, that's too sensitive. It could cost lives. There's human intelligence involved.
That's nonsense.
You can put them in danger. And then it comes out shortly after that they gave that information to Robert Mueller. Now, they can give it to Mueller, but they can't give it to congressional oversight?
Yeah.
That is illegal.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Speaker Ryan, Mitch McConnell, you guys better research yourselves, right?
Ryan is backing up Nunes and Gomez.
Because we put that on
Gowdy. Gowdy.
A little late, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He should have been on this from the get-go. It's time for the Congress to step up and say, give us that information, or we're going to do whatever it takes by law to get it from you. You know what? Send the sergeant-at-arms or whoever over there. Send the Capitol Police over there. Drag them out of their office and grab that information. Whatever it takes, get it. Because there's no way the FBI and DOJ should be hanging on to stuff when our representatives asked for it. right?
Yeah. But when this comes out, this is going to be even more than Strzok
and Page.
Lisa Page. Yeah, this is going to be, I mean, wow, the FBI spying on a political campaign, the opposition political campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, besides having put together the dossier and all the other crap, and then Comey basically being responsible for us being saddled with Mueller. I mean, that's a direct result of Comey's activities. That's how we got Mueller.
Yeah, people need to understand that the FBI, not all the people in the FBI.
Obviously.
Those Obama appointees, those people that lean to the left, and it's a small group, right? But it's a hardcore Obama group of appointees and Democrats who are doing this.
I'm concerned about new hires.
Well, exactly, right? I mean, but this is the point that the precedent is being set. It's one set of rules for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if they can do this to Trump. What are they going to do to you and me and Derek and anyone else in this country? We're nobodies. And if they can do this to Donald Trump, we don't have a chance.
Yeah.
This needs to end. These people need to be called on the carpet. Some of them need to be wearing orange. And frankly, if the treason is that bad, stretch their necks and put them in gallows out at Leavenworth, as far as I'm concerned, because we need to make an example of these people who are taking power away from us, the voting public. This is our country, not the elitist douchebags that are in the FBI and the DOJ. Enough, Mr. Sessions.
I was just
get
say,
those people out of there.
At least Trump appointed a strong attorney general.
Yeah. I'm still hoping that Sessions is just biding his time and building the case. I want to believe that.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I want to believe that. I mean, but he needs to step up because
what else is Trump doing? Yeah, I don't understand that. It's so obvious.
I don't know either. But I'm angry because this affects the future for our children and our grandchildren. This is what the founding fathers were worried about. Government getting so strong mm-hmm. that they can do whatever they want now. There was an NRA commercial the other day. I thought I hit it right on the head. We left England and left the old world to come here to get away from these elitists. And these people are just shoving it in our face. When Rosenstein says, I'm not going to give you that information, it's redacted, whatever. That nonsense. I don't want to hear.
Your job didn't to say you're not going to. It's your job to say, yes, sir, when.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I don't want to hear this pathetic excuse of people's lives. These are not spies in a foreign country where they're going to get hauled off into a prison and be decapitated. This is America. You know, if it were the Clinton campaign, maybe I'd worry about somebody dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Because
suicide. Somebody's suiciding themselves.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's nobody going to be dying or killed because they spied on the Trump campaign. I'm sorry. That's not it.
Hasn't happened yet.
It has not happened. So that's a pathetic excuse, and I don't want to hear it one more time from these elitist scumbags in the DOJ and the FBI that keeps using this to keep from giving the information to our elected representatives. That just makes me angry.
Yep, I noticed.
Was it hot today?
Just a little.
I'm red, right? All right, folks. Well, thanks for tuning in. And www.thedailydrift.com. Go there. Get the news.
You need to know.
See you next week.